Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This will be a busy week for the Smiths. The entire family is involved at the Mason City Rodeo Bible Camp, from furnishing rope and stock and bucking barrels to helping with clinics and serving as scorekeepers and flaggers. And we will wrap up the week by having our branding on Saturday. I'll be keeping the roads warm, getting stock and supplies shuttled back and forth, and trying to keep the critters happy here at the ranch. At some point, we're going to need to cut some hay, but with rain 7 out of the past 8 nights, I'm glad we hadn't gotten in a hurry. On the world stage, I'm hoping that President Trump's meeting with China's President Xi goes well, but I'm afraid it may just turn into another he said, she said story. Right now, it seems like the only thing the citizens of this world have in common is their need for a savior, and most of us are not aware of that. I want to say thanks to my family and for everyone else that helped at the Rodeo Bible Camp with the goal of not only making better cowboys and cowgirls, but most importantly, raising awareness of the need for Jesus in our lives, a task that can only be done one heart at a time. On the ranch, it's where decisions are made, of a life been lived and dues been paid. Where every animal is judged to determine its fate by the hand that swings the sorting gate. Boys, I'm no sky pilot. I punch cows to draw my pay. But I believe there's a reason the Lord has allowed our trails to cross today. I don't understand life's mysteries. But one thing I can state, when we go to that last roundup, there will be a sorting gate. We are created by a perfect God who can tolerate no sin, and only those that ride for Jesus' brand, heaven's gate will enter in, because God made him who had no sin to be the sin for us, so that through him we might become his own righteousness. And the price was paid upon the cross for our victory in the end. No greater love has any man than to give his life for a friend. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. The devil and his legions are spreading pain and strife, and they're saying that's all a lie, boys. Wait and see. So we prepare the horse for battle. But victory is for the Lord. Open up his book, study his word, and it will be your sword. Not all who are crying out, Lord, Lord, are living by his ways, and their hearts are just as black as the mavericks, slicks, and strays. The herds, they will be gathered. They'll be there from every land, with the purpose of determining ownership by brand. For some, the trail is long and winding. For some, it's short and straight. But it is who you know, not what you know, when you reach the sorting gate. The sheep will enter through the gate. The goats still haven't learned. The chaff is sorted from the grain, and the chaff will all be burned. If you're wondering of my motives, I'm talking as a friend, because I care which way the gate swings when we reach the trail's end. So cowboy, open up your heart and let your savior in, because the cards are stacked against you, and without him, you can't win. Someday we'll ride beside still waters, where those lush green meadows grow, when that gate will swing and a voice will ring, Father, these are ones I know. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Today's program was brought to you by your local stations and sponsors, and by PowerPost Driver, the driving force in fencing. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.